As previously advertised, Mary, I'm going to have you put that microphone up so we'll be able to hear you talk when I turn on your microphone, just like this. Mary and Jenna here from Tomahawk Main Street this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Mary Smith and Jennifer Turkowitz here from Main Street. And, well, you know, my friend Kevin, he gets really enthusiastic when it comes to this time of the year. Kevin Koth was in here yesterday morning, and he was all excited to tell us all about Powwow Day's events coming up. But one of those things that he also highlighted, he let the cat out of the bag for a little bit of a lack of better, but you're saying no problem at all. We're glad
that everyone is as fired up as we are. This is super exciting for our community, so glad that everybody is excited for this.
I think it lit something in this community a little bit, because I heard a lot of people talking about it after it was let out yesterday about the F-35 flyover. He did credit you, Mary, when he was in here. He said that you were a big part of making this thing happen. And so a little bit of background. First of all, Jennifer, why is Mary here with us on a Main Street program today?
Because Mary Smith is one of our amazing volunteers. Yes. She goes above and beyond in everything she does. Her heart is so full for this community. She does anything and everything she can for us. And she wanted to do this. She's been trying to get this to happen, and she's been struggling. And so when she approached Main Street and said, I really want to do this, if I need help, are you behind me? 115, 20 million percent. Because we know how important this is, and we know Mary's heart is always in the right spot. So we're so proud to have her on our team.
So, Mary, thank you for being a Main Street volunteer, because this is an organization that does so much for our community. Our downtown is our little old town. Downtown here in Tomahawk is vibrant. It's almost fully occupied, and that's something you don't see in small towns much anymore. So thanks for your help.
Right. I love Tomahawk. My family moved here in 1963, and we have been part of Powwow Day since. A little history about my family. My mom and dad, Bob and Viv Postel, started a popcorn business in Tomahawk way back, I want to say 1965.
Okay.
So we always had a popcorn stand downtown. And then we also sold our popcorn, snow cones, and cotton candy at the water ski shows and across at Memorial Park. So we have been really engrossed in Powwow Days and all the things that we can do. In fact, we were also the cleaner-uppers for it all.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just so into my blood and in my heart, anything I can do to help Tomahawk, because I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I know it's not just this time of year. You're active all year long.
Yeah, I am.
So,
yeah.
Mary, why was this important to bring this F-35? First of all, I think the biggest kick I got out of Kevin's visit with us here yesterday is he said on the schedule, it says these F-35s are up here doing some training. They're from the Madison base, and so they're not too far away from home. But it said the schedule said they're scheduled to appear in Tomahawk at 1:10. They're scheduled to appear in Minocqua at 1:10.
Yeah.
They're a little wrong. Okay, so just a little bit off on the timing. Okay.
Yep. They're scheduled for Minocqua at 1:10 and in Tomahawk at between 1:20 and 1:25.
Okay, so it may not happen right at the beginning, because I guess that's what was the hope. Okay.
And that was never my hope.
Okay.
And the reason for that is really quite simple. Our parade starts on a completely different street.
Right.
And they have to come down that street, turn and go down 4th Street, and then turn and go down Wisconsin.
Right.
And the guy that I've been working with, and let me just get this up because I want to share this with you, Lieutenant Colonel Zachary Griswold called me last week and wanted to know exact route that they're going to take. And I said, Wisconsin Avenue. Without a doubt. I said, that's where the majority of the people are.
Right.
He says, well, I could go down the middle and go down SOMO. I said, nope. I says, we want to hear the noise. We want to see it. Come down there. So I think it's cute, too. He says, well, then we're going to have to go, how did he say it, from west to east. He says, otherwise, I'll scare the daylights out of everybody.
Okay, yeah, because you don't hear that thing until it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me backtrack just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I had seen last year that Rhinelander had a flyover, and I thought, oh, flyover, why can't Tomahawk? So I started checking into it, but everything I did was, I didn't really try that hard. I actually had a couple dead ends, but I went to other people in the community, including the Lions Club, and I says, why don't you guys check into this? This would be absolutely great. When I get ideas, I usually like to pass them along.
Yeah.
Well, after it came and went, nothing. I thought, well, that ain't going to happen again. So I started digging really deep as to where I had to go, and it took me many, many months to get everything set to go for this.
Okay.
Because I first had to track down the where the flyover was in Rhinelander, and nobody knew who set that up. So I said, well, let's keep checking. So I finally found the person that was in charge of that. And then I said, so where do I go from here? And he gave me a little bit of information. Then another man from Rhinelander contacted me as well. They gave my email, and that's what started the ball running.
Okay.
And when we did this, then I found out I had to start at this one position, get all my paperwork put in to see if indeed we could even do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then my next step was even more paperwork. And the paperwork took me quite a few weeks, yeah, actually, to get through and to make sure it was accurate. I had to know everything from what our highest point is near Tomahawk. Where are we at sea level? You know, everything.
Right.
It was quite interesting. I learned a lot from it. And so then it had to go to through the Air Force base, basically. So I go to mail it to them. And I kind of have a really old computer at home.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. And so then I'm like, now what? I think I have to buy a computer. So I then went to Bradley Town Hall because I was working there that day. And I said, can you guys help me with this? I said, I just need to send it. Well, the need was more than that because I had to fill out even more paperwork.
Oh, boy.
So we get it all figured out, and then we can send it. And then it comes back to them instead of me, even though my email was on it. It was a wild goose chase for a while. And I even had to pay for the form that I used for that day.
Really?
It was like, I want to say it was like 99 cents. No big deal till it comes in my in the mail on my MasterCard. Oh, no, it was a lot more than that. But I got that taken away.
Okay.
Thank God. They
yes.
cleared that up. But it, you know, it took all these hoops to get through. And then they said, now the only thing you can do is wait. And I'm like, oh, really? So I didn't even know if I was going to get it. Well, I received word 2 weeks ago, because I think that's when I told you guys, I think it's happening. Only I didn't know anything else about it, what was coming, nothing. And last week I did hear from Zachary Griswold, who is in charge of all this stuff. He's
okay.
a lieutenant colonel out of Dane County Airport and the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me and he said, we got it. You're getting a plane. And
wow.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, all the work that goes into it. And then when it hits you, it's like, you know, getting ready for Christmas.
This is an amazing story.
It is. It really is. It was not an easy task. I mean, I had to keep going back. I hit a lot of dead ends, but we got it. And I wrote to them and I said, this was really important to me living in Tomahawk because it is the 250th anniversary.
Yep.
I said, we have to have something special for it.
Sure.
And I said, I want to come into the bang and I want people to just feel proud and see what the U.S. Air Force is like and what they're capable of. I know a lot of people have not had the opportunity to see a lot of these planes.
Right. Yeah.
I've been fortunate. My husband and I love this kind of stuff. We've seen the Blue Angels a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed with me. He says, yeah, go for it. See what you can figure out. So Blue Angels are on my list for another year.
That's on a bucket list, on your bucket list then.
Yeah.
You know what? You strike me as the kind of person, Mary, just say you can't do it and then just stand back and watch.
You know, that's kind of funny because that's what my dad said to me when I was little. He says, nobody ever better tell you no because you're going to do it.
There's another part of this story, though. There's a reason, and there's going to be in memory of somebody that we just lost here, somebody special here in Tomahawk
yeah.
that we just lost. And this is also done in this individual's honor. So tell us that
exactly.
part of the story, too.
I was a teacher at Tomahawk High School for 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had the opportunity to meet wonderful teachers, different staff at the high school, and obviously students. Well, a good friend of mine passed away last year, Dan mm-hmm. Ryder, the
yeah.
guidance counselor. And I was devastated. I was heartbroken by it. And I started thinking about it. I thought, I've got to do something in his memory because he changed so many people's lives. His love for students went beyond the classroom. He was so passionate about his work and what he could do. And he worked really diligently with a number of students to get them into the different areas of the military that he knew would help them, would better their lives, and let them see the world and become a really good citizen. And so I thought, this has to be done in memory of Dan, because I don't know of anyone in my life that has been that encouraging to students. So
either the air conditioner just kicked in, or Dan's spirit is in this
He's
room
here.
With us right now.
Dan's because, spirit look, is my, here. My, I know.
It's like I got turkey skin here now.
I saw the jump. I saw you literally jumped
whiz.
In your chair.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. No, it's super amazing, too, because Dan has done so much for our downtown. He works, he and I for years were in the Boy Scouts together.
Okay.
And so he's done a lot with that program, and every Monday we meet down in the basement of American Legion. So for us to be able to have that plane go over the top of the American Legion, come through our downtown in his honor,
it's special.
It's so special. I mean, I'm tearing up right now, because just knowing how much he gave back to this community, and to be able to do just one small thing to let him know that he's still in our hearts and he's not forgotten.
Yes.
Yeah. This is huge. Huge for the community.
These F-35s are serious pieces of machinery. We're not just getting, and now do I understand this correctly, we're not just getting one, we're getting two.
Well, it sounds now like it's just going to be one.
Okay.
So
that's okay.
I said, I don't care.
All right.
And when actually...
one is better than none.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
And when he was talking to me about the path he wanted to take, I said, why don't you turn around and come back again?
Yeah.
He says, don't push it.
All you can do is ask.
Yeah,
all you can do is ask.
Yep. I'm sure they have other parades and things they have to do that day. May I interject for just a second? This is what Zachary Griswold sent to me as to one of the reasons why we do this.
And Lieutenant Colonel Zachary Griswold.
Yes.
Yes.
So this is what he wrote to me. He says, and if you can share this, this would be nice.
Yes.
The 115th Fighter Wing is proud to join Tomahawk in celebrating our nation's 250th anniversary with the July 4th F-35 Lightning II flyover. As part of the nearly 10,000 soldiers and airmen of the Wisconsin National Guard, we stand ready to serve both our state and our nation right here in Wisconsin and around the world. In conjunction with our nation's Freedom 250 initiative, this flyover honors the generations who have won and preserved our independence while paying tribute to the enduring support of Wisconsin communities that make our service possible.
Wow. That's a lot of that's not a lot of area taking up, but those words are big words.
That's powerful right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel so proud that we're getting this, and knowing the importance of our military and what is done to give us our freedom. It's something too many people take for granted, but it was fought hard. It was fought with blood for us. And I just feel we're so fortunate to live where we are and to have the freedoms that we have and to keep protecting our freedoms.
Yeah, amen to that. 250 is quite the milestone, even though I don't think we look a day over 249.
No, not at all.
250 is a big number. Now, Jen, I'm not so sure about you, but Mary and I, I'm sure we're both alive during the bicentennial.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well.
I can remember that well, too, and I'm a little curious, Mary, if you're thinking the same thing. We're very proud of our country, but it seemed like back then it was more of a united kind of celebration than it's turning out to be this year.
Yeah.
And are you getting the same kind of feeling?
Yes, I am, and I'm hoping that this can change things and that we can take a good look at who we are and where we've come.
Especially those of us who are here for the bicentennial, we remember that very clearly, and gosh, we got to be able to get that back.
I know. People at the centennial, I just remember the parade, all the different floats in there, and how it was so patriotic, and I thought, this is awesome. So, of course, I'm building a float for this, too.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't let it just go part way. I should.
Go all in.
So our float is I saved all the parts from last year. It's the city of Tomahawk with our streetlights and banners and all that. But this year, I have a plane on it.
Oh.
And the plane was made by a good friend of mine, Thayer Davis. Thayer Judy Davis made this plane and put it together, and they gave it to me so I could do what I want with it. So it's only about 6 feet. It's not a real plane, but I don't care. It's a plane. So you will know the flyover is here by our float as well.
Powwow Days attracts people, our parade, our fireworks, it attracts people from all over. We've been getting calls from Wausau here this morning. Anything going to change because of the weather and stuff? People come from all over, and this is something that I'm sitting here also thinking. This is going to be a moment in history that we can all be a part of.
Yes.
So all of us with all of our Tomahawk pride, plus a whole bunch of other folks, are going to be here all celebrating together. Let's remember the reason that we're all coming together on this event coming up on Saturday and for the whole weekend, for that matter.
Yes.
And as that airplane is flying over, Dan's spirit will be right there with us in downtown Tomahawk. And who knows, he may be in the co-pilot seat for all we know.
He very well could be, and he will be on our float, his honor banner. We have brought his honor banner back out, and he will probably be displayed on our float as well.
50 years from now, many of us may not be here anymore, but our Tomahawk Historical Society is going to be talking about this event for a long time and sharing it with people of the future.
Yeah,
I know some of those folks down there. They ain't letting this go, I tell you that.
They're amazing.
I agree with you.
We've been really lucky to partner with them as well. Their spirit, community, just absolutely proud.
I don't know if we've ever had a flyover that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking, well, this is number one. Just wait.
You never know. We start a lot of traditions one thing at a time, right?
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of that, North for the Fourth t-shirts. Can somebody still get one?
Our sizes are very limited, but we do have stock left. They are at Honeycomb Loft, 216 West Wisconsin Avenue. Stop on in or give her a call. I want to say, I would give you her phone number. I did not write it down with me. I want to say 224-3666 off the top of my head, but 216 West Wisconsin, Honeycomb Loft has what we've got left. And we do have something new we did this year, in case folks did forget. We did bring in those infant and toddler sizes as well, and we do have some selection left on that as well.
How many years is this now for North for the Fourth t-shirts? Do you know that number?
I believe it was 1982. I think is what
don't
we
do
said
that to me.
Started.
So how many years is that?
It's like we're into 40-some years of doing
okay,
this.
Okay, so number 50 is coming up. For number 50, here's a proposal for you, a little idea to share. I've got to do the same thing. When I get an idea, Mary, I got to get it out right now because it'll be gone 30 seconds later. I know there are a few people, I'm not sure if you know how many, but there are a few people who have every North for the Fourth shirt.
Yes, they do.
Through all these years. On number 50, we got to do something special for those folks.
Yes.
Can we do that? Can we put that on the back burner maybe to start thinking ahead?
For sure, because absolutely. In fact, if you come to the Bumper to Bumper windows, we've got a quilt that has the first 25. The very first 25 up in the window. And it's really fun. If you actually do take a peek, people will wear theirs downtown during the 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's not just necessarily this year's design.
Right.
And they wear them proudly. It's really cool. But we're really going to push to have a party of shirts.
Well, good.
And I made that quilt, so I'm sure I'll be up for the next 50.
Okay, good. Well, it would be nice. I'm not faulting Kevin at all. Kevin just putting
excited.
This out. He was excited about this, but I'm glad we got to hear, as my hero in radio used to say, the rest of the story.
Yes.
Mary Smith, Jen Turkowitz, thank you both for being here. Let's all celebrate, get together, and for those of us who are alive, let's remind the folks who weren't here on the bicentennial what it was like then, and let's try to duplicate that again this year.
Let that pride roar.
Amen to that. Can't say it any better than that.